Hello?
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 If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Welcome, Cratonauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our mile marker 8. We will be your constants. I'm Dez.
I'm Scott. This is
Time Bomb.
All right, that's the most fun we're going to have on this one.
I forget it doesn't help when I put my mouth behind the microphone. You got to kind of see it when it goes time pop. Yep, and that's it. The fun is over, people.
Yeah, this is our most serious. Out of all of your constants, they're always funny. They're always silly. It's always weird. This one, there's not much humor in this one, but it was good. It was good. Yeah, we did a Twilight Zone episode, folks.
A new Jordan Peele Twilight Zone episode.
I'm into it, man. I think I'd rather watch these. The old ones they're classics, but it's very old school. It's hard to relate to.
Well, and the fact that they spend all 45 minutes on one topic.
Yeah, it's deeper. It's more well done. The Forrest Whitaker one was still a little cheese ball. This was good. This is well done.
This is a short film.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is not an episode. This is a short film. We did the new Twilight Zone season 1 episode 3 replay, and I let it play. I didn't watch any of them, but I started editing yesterday after this played, and I let some go. And there's a ton of people in these. Like, nobody from this.
A lot of comedians doing serious roles too, which is cool.
Yeah. Should I have recognized these people more, or is this one of the few episodes where
in this episode or the other ones?
The one we're watching now, because like I said, there was so many recognizable characters later.
Well, I believe the main female lead, that's what's her name? Sanaa Lathan.
Yeah.
She's in like of Love and Basketball. She's in a million things.
Okay. Yeah. That's 2000. That's why I don't remember that.
Yeah. She's in a lot, but of Love and Basketball would be like a very popular one to know her for. And I've seen that guy who's a police officer a bunch. He's always a bad guy or a villain or a creepoid.
Oh, does he play this asshole?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Jordan Peele, he's got a great ability to tap into horror with like the black experience. Now we'll go into this episode. And Desmond and I are not. And so with as much sensitivity as we can, we don't obviously always trying to understand the experience. We don't, but this, the way they capture, the way he does it in like a lot of his films in this episode is,
yeah,
it's great.
We might leave a little bit of social commentary out of this. It's not because we don't get it. It's just because this is not necessarily the show for that. This is a time travel episode, and that's what we're going to focus on, and obviously we'll touch on some other things, but
I can't talk on behalf of the black man, unfortunately, and if I tried to, I'd be an ass more than I already am.
We're gonna hey, this episode we're gonna try to not make an ass out of ourselves.
Yeah, let's do it.
Which I forget, speaking of the rewatch, probably the closest thing that's ever come to this is the first episode we ever, I didn't even think about that until we're literally just talking. See You Yesterday.
Oh yeah,
is probably the closest we've come to anything like this, and that was over 100 episodes ago. So
yeah,
here we are. It starts out like any good time travel movie, super simple. Like they're like, okay, we're gonna come back to this scene a couple times, so we need you to look at the surroundings, know what's going on, and recognize
all the details. Right, you're watching it, like you see the cop put the paper down on the cup. And where the hat goes, I'm like, oh, this is going to be important. I got to pay attention. Yeah, this totally. Scene might happen again.
Yeah. See where everything is. And so mom is taking her son to college. And she, for whatever reason, decides to break out the old school camcorder to record this experience. Do they say why?
They don't. And they're at a diner that's like at a gas station. Like they're in the middle of like the South, presumably. But it's just like a diner by a gas station type situation.
And nothing screams right away. Like they don't feel threatened by being here. Like they don't at least I didn't get the sense that.
No, but when the cop comes in, there is a weird moment.
Do they? They.
He just like takes his time. You just see this guy. They're already establishing the suspense again of police officers, of like the Southern police officer, of the relationship of the Black community and police. Like you just they're still like you're feeling that suspense in a small way because they're going to build that shit up later.
And you're right. They do pick the right actor for that. Like, God bless this gentleman. I'm sure he's very kind, but he's got that look of someone who's
never playing the hero. Yeah.
Just like, oh, this guy in a uniform is trying to prove something.
He plays a principal. He plays a police officer. He plays a villain. That's what this guy is always going to play.
He's been in several episodes of Law and Order, different episodes. Like they're just like, we need a big asshole white guy. Yeah. And he's played five different characters. Oh, he was in The Watchmen? Oh, one episode of Watchmen, not the show.
Okay. Anyway.
He was in Waco.
They're in the diner, they're establishing the camera, they're establishing the relationship, they know what's going on. Then they left the diner, they're driving down the road. The boy in the GPS originally said to go to, I guess, his uncle's house, his mom's brother. And she was like, no, I don't want to go back there. I'll just go straight to the school. She's trying to escape her past a little. You know, you get that vibe. And he's like, okay. And
so the first time they don't go. Okay. I thought they did because later in the episode, they make a big deal out of saying, we haven't done this yet.
They pass the intersection. He's like, I already have it planned in. And she says, no.
Okay.
I'm going straight to the school. They keep going. He starts videotaping her while he's driving.
And what is the other way? Earliesville.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That just,
that's funny.
For,
yeah.
For time travel. They could have called it beforehand or.
Yeah, it's intentional. It's intentional.
Yeah. I
forgot what the town is. What was the name of the town that they're actually in? Oh, no, you're right. Earliesville's the town, right? And then there's.
Yeah. They say there's a sign at one point where it says Earlieville one way, Emmett Avenue the other.
Right.
And that's where, like I said, I didn't recognize that they went. So, yeah. So the cop pulls them over.
And again, they're building the suspense. Like there's the lights. You see both of their faces. You know what I mean? Like
mom has obviously raised her Black son to
remember what I said. Just listen to him. Like she's be polite.
Yeah.
Again, they show the moment. They see the door open. You see just like the boots walking. Like,
yeah,
this is where Peele is good at this. And like,
and it's interesting. It's weird that he's going to a predominantly Black school, but
it's in a town.
Yeah. What's so is this like the white town next to the Black school?
Yeah. Or is that the little haven from an overall like white area?
Yeah. I wish they had explored that just a little bit more because it seems like
they're just showing the strength in numbers. Like just once you get them once they're together, it's a little bit more powerful. You don't feel so alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That kind of area. And so, yeah, the cop starts like, he's pretty irrational and the speeding. And then also that he was handling the camera at the time.
Yeah.
He gets upset. He's like, is that camera recording now? I think did the son get upset that time of like,
the son was starting to just be like, we didn't do anything. Like,
he yells at her to turn the camera off. As she does that by accident, she rewinds it.
Yes.
And then all time rewinds and she ends up back starting again in the diner. A little weirded out, a little out of it. And like, did this just happen? Didn't I just have this conversation already?
So let's get into this right now. Sorry, the time travel aspect of it, people.
The camera, the little.
So did it rewind to when she started recording?
Right.
The conversation.
Can it only rewind to what's been recorded? I think that is the thing.
So whenever she snaps to from the past, the camera is recording because that's what started it. So now
she's starting again.
So yeah, so she's recording. Oh, that's right. Cause she is recording it. Cause now she rewinds and she realizes, yeah, he hasn't spilled the ketchup on him.
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh no, we do a rewind in the cafe.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. That was the first one.
That's right. The first one, she realizes that she's may have a time machine on her hands because she kind of, why does she rewind it the first time?
You're right. Because she just did it and she was seeing if that worked or if she's crazy. He spills ketchup on his shirt. It's actually a little foreshadowing to where the bullet hole goes later.
Right, right.
But she rewinds and next time she actually says, hey, don't do the ketchup. And then she changes it. So now she's realizing that this thing does the thing. This is in the second time. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I think now she wants them to get out of there.
Yeah. Now they rush out of there to try to get ahead of the cop. They get,
but he still gets them
pulled over again. This time she just jumps out of the car.
Yeah. Cause she's not feeling well. She's like really shaken up by this. The son is like, oh man, we got to get you to a hospital. The cop pulls over. He's like, what's going on here? He's like, we got to get to a hospital. He's like, okay, but your car needs to be not over the line of the road. He's like, do you hear what I just said? She needs to go to the hospital. And things start getting aggressive.
And then the cop.
Oh, he goes to get his phone. He's demanding the paperwork and the son doesn't get it.
Not yet. Not yet. That's later in the parking lot.
Well, this is another one where like he's about to shoot him, but then he rewinds it before that happens.
Yeah, I think the son is just pissed. He's just like, fuck you. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
We're leaving.
He's about to get shot and she rewinds it back.
She rewinds it. And then she's like, okay, maybe this is just a huge misunderstanding. It's not quite.
Did they try to go again? Or is this when she tries to be nice? I feel like they might have tried to go a different way and it still happened. Regardless.
Yeah.
If it did happen again, she just tried to go a different way or go sooner.
Yeah, they tried to go again. Yeah. And I don't remember what. Oh, yeah. So then they run to the hotel.
Yeah.
They rush out of there.
He said, let's get a hotel. We'll have junk food. I just overnight.
Yeah, I need to relax. This is crazy. She ends up deciding to have some fun. She decides to really test this theory out. She records the lotto drawing.
Yeah.
Rewinds time, tells him, if I can guess these lotto numbers, you have to call me every day or visit me every month or something like that. And I thought for sure something was going to change.
She was going to abuse time or something. Like she was going to like get the lotto.
Or she was going to.
That was really cool.
Either A, it doesn't work and the numbers change. Or B, she's like, oh boy. So the kid's like, holy crap, that was amazing, mom. Like we're going to like he's really into it now because it's just a silly night. I'm going to go get some more of that junk food you talked about. And there's a cop just waiting at the front door. So this guy is obviously like.
Yeah. And he's asking them like he doesn't believe that car is theirs. I mean, he's out for it. And that gets. She stops it before someone gets shot, but it's almost happening.
Yeah. He gets hurt. The son gets hurt this time.
He's always going for the son. He's always going for the son specifically.
Yeah.
So she rewinds it. And now they're in the diner. She's frazzled as hell. And she's like, I don't know any way out of this. Like he keeps getting there. So she just decides to take the nice approach.
Yeah.
Like if I kill him with kindness, if I can maybe get in there and start make him see that we are people, that we are human beings. She goes up to him. She like addresses him and like says, hey, I'm taking my son to college. He means everything to me. You know, thank you for your service. It must be hard to be a police officer. Can I buy you a piece of pie?
And she gets two pieces of pie and hangs out with him. Do you think the wife thing pissed him off?
It's hard to tell.
I mean, this guy can't be stopped. I mean, he's a Terminator. He's a racist Terminator, but.
I thought were they going to try to like, his wife died at the hands of people of color and that's why, but I think he's just a racist, he's just a shitty racist. But yeah, she's talking to him about all kinds of stuff and like, she's making some headway. He's getting her story with the boy. They're eating pie. She's thanking him for stuff. She asks if he has family and says the wrong thing about a wife and he gets kind of kerfuffled and apparently his wife had died.
He's like, why? She's like, well, I saw your ring. And he's like, well, sometimes life doesn't go the way you think.
And she's trying to bond on that, like, don't I know it? But he gets up, thanks her, and he leaves. And then that's when they're walking out to the parking lot. He's waiting for them and he's like, oh yeah, he needs to prove that they bought that car. How could she have that car?
Yeah, he wants pink slips, insurance,
right?
Driver's license.
Right. That's where the son's trying to get the picture of the pink slip. And did he shoot him on that one?
Yeah, that's when he shot him because he did the thing that's unfortunately happened in real life where he whips out his phone and the cop shoots him immediately.
Yeah.
Assuming it's a weapon that he pulled out.
Right.
And then.
Then she's in the hospital. She's sad. She's in the hospital and like they're saying that she needs to identify the son and she asks for the camera and she gets it.
So this is. I know this is not what this story is about, but just as a filmmaking thing, you're in the parking lot with your son. When the cop shoots your son, do you have to identify that body?
Right. Who knows? Also, why not get that camera quicker and rewind as opposed to going to the hospital? But a bunch of shit went down. They took the stuff. She was fine.
I'm sure she did not want to reach for anything quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The cop's there and everything.
And it's weird. A couple of times, I swear the cop pulls out a taser.
Yeah, he did. You're right. I wonder if he was trying to like tase the head or something. I don't know. Yeah, he does pull out the taser.
Why it keeps going from a taser to a gun or... Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I don't know. Either way, the kid gets shot, dies. Mom gets the camcorder when she goes in to identify him. She rewinds it. And they just run this time, right? She's just like, we're fucking, let's go.
And she pulls over to the side. She's trying to take a different way. And
she just tells him. Yeah.
She's like, every time we can't, there's no way we can't get away from this guy. He gets us no matter what we do. And
the son says, well, there's one thing we haven't tried yet. Let's go to Uncle Neil's house.
Yeah. They go to Earlysville.
I programmed it before we left, just like he says before. They go to the uncle's house.
She's mentioning as they get there, she's like, two of her brothers were shot there. And I think that's why she's like, the only way to get out of there was to like run away from home or to end up dead.
Oh, I missed that line.
Yeah. As they're pulling up, she's like, two of my brothers were shot here. That's why my only way out was running away or dead. That's the only way out. So that's why I think she's been trying to escape her past and not go back.
And so her family thinks she's too good for them. And really, she's just trying to just make a better life for her son, and it's obviously not here, you know. So, and yeah, and her son wants to be a filmmaker.
Yeah.
So this is obviously a good school for that. So I think the whole time she's just like, why the fuck do you have to go to this school? But I think we're led to believe that it's a good place for him to.
He wants to make the world a better place.
To yeah. They just spill their guts to the uncle, and the uncle's like, yeah, I buy it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
And they talk a little bit, and they kind of agree that this camcorder, like, it just always seemed special in general, like their father.
We learned it was the father's camcorder and that she had a special bond with him. And he's like, I buy into magic. There's some stuff we brought home from the motherland and the thing that old people talk about. He's like, I believe it, especially now. And so he's like, I'm going to help you. And he knows he's been studying like the history of the city. It's been really gentrified. And he's been interviewing like all the original black homeowners and everyone in the city. And essentially they decide to walk through like the underground railroad, essentially. Like,
yeah,
he knows alleys through yards and through like the secret underground tunnel where they walk the kid there. It's just like underground railroad, like sneaking slaves through. It's a,
do they have to take two stabs at the school?
No.
Okay. The first they're talking about rewinding it. And she says, no, this is.
Yeah. So they get out of like some underground way and they're right there at the school. They're walking up. It's like a predominantly black school. They feel like they're safe, they're proud. And the fucking cop pulls up. Like, what were you doing out of there? Guns drawn. She's like, he's going to walk behind that gate. You're not going to stop. Everything's very symbolic, right? He's gonna have a future. He's going to walk through that gate. You are not going to stop him.
And everyone pulls out their camera. Every student has a camera. She's got the magical camcorder running.
Cop's got his gun pointed at her. Other cops pull up. They've all got their guns pointed. We got the mom in the foreground. They send the son back. And then she ends up pulling out her camera as her weapon. And then everyone does. And she gives a speech of essentially like, to all of us in general, you're not going to stop us anymore. Like, you've drawn over the line. Now we're going to go over the line. And
yeah. And it's kind of the other cops there that I mean, this cop that we've been with this whole movie, he is a bad seed. Like, it's only because the other cops are around him being like, whatever.
Bill, let it go. Yeah.
Whatever this is, it's not worth it. And, you know, because he now doesn't have the backing of his other white cops, he's like, okay, fine. But you definitely like this. They have won the battle. They have not won the war.
Right.
And
I mean, the uncle even said at one point, she's like, I can't win. He's like, well, now you've got community. That's how we've always won. It's, you know, the power, the strength in numbers. And once they have them, once they have everyone. And it's really, yeah, the imagery of using the camera as the new weapon that's stronger than, and the camcorder obviously is the whole time travel device. It's also the biggest weapon that they have. And this guy is going to be a filmmaker, right? That's all.
Yeah.
Very significant.
This was the third Twilight Zone of Jordan Peele's The Twilight Zone. And like this, obviously, you know, him as being an amazing filmmaker that, you know, always has some fun with his movies, but then always says something as well is awesome. So this, you know, you get the feeling that this story was a big deal to him.
Yeah. Anyway, he ends up walking through the gate and they win that day. right? And then they show, was it 10 years later?
Yes.
The mom's older. They're at a home with her son. Her son is a kid. Almost seems like he's like a single parent, like she was, or, you know, you don't get into fully into it, but.
But she has the, and mom told him that, wait, I'm going to show this to you, my granddaughter, Trinity. Or does she just say grandchild? Because Trinity, I don't think you have to be a girl for Trinity.
Yeah. And mom's recording on the camcorder.
Yeah.
And he's like, you don't always have to record. She's like, you know, she's apparently been living and dying by this thing. Paranoid, you know. And then he, the daughter wants to hold it. He's kind of saying you don't need to always record. And then the daughter wants to hold it. And she didn't want to. And she does. And of course, we all knew this was going to happen. Daughter walks off within a few steps.
You know what I thought was going to happen? Daughter was going to hit rewind and the last 10 years of happiness disappeared.
Oh, wow.
That's what I thought it was going to have a real Twilight Zone episode. That's just being like, you want to rely on luck or on magic to get you through this, then it's not going to work for you. Now you got to do it all over again, but you just got to live it this time. Yeah, I thought for sure daughter was going to. Or like they go back to like the daughter's birth, maybe, you know, maybe it's the daughter's. Cause how is she organizing these tapes? You know, is there just, does she just have 1,000 tapes on her shelves? And like, has she ever used this since that day?
Yeah.
Like she's had to have at least tested it just to make sure it still works. Like just rewind a Seinfeld episode just to see if the functionality is still there and the magic hasn't disappeared. I mean, they told a really great story and I understand the story that they were trying to tell and it's really great, but God damn, I want so much. Can you put in a different tape? Like the fact that she never rewound to her childhood or.
You can only rewind what you've recorded, right?
But put in an old tape.
Well, yeah. Anyway,
is it one tape that she just loops and she can only go back?
Yeah, they didn't get that into it. Anyway, the daughter breaks it, yes. And although the mom's freaking out and trying to fix it, the son's like, this is, now you're just living life like normal people. You're living time and it's broken. What's wrong?
I just realized how this actually does it.
Yeah. So, well, it's maybe, but yes. So it is a Twilight Zone ending. Like you need a happy ending for a story like this hard. And he's just like, okay, we can't control this anymore. You just live time normally. But the son has to go out to get something. And he goes out that door and you see the door close. And that mom just has that look in her eye of like, she always has to be afraid. And then it's dark and you just hear the police, bup, bup, which, you know, could mean things went down or just means you're always living in that fear. It's just always there, which is, again, a way that we maybe cannot connect to the Black experience, but a way that is a thing. Every time he leaves, yeah, she is always going to think that.
Yeah.
Every time he sees any cop car, he's going to think that. Like, so anyway, I don't know if it's that exact. I think it's left to be a little more vague.
Yeah.
It might mean like your son just left and bye-bye, or it might be it's always there.
Yeah.
But now they can't rewind time. They have to live with it and hope for the best and be afraid and like everyone else. Woo!
Woo! We did it, Scott.
The least we've been able to joke in a time travel, the most somber, again, dealing with time travel and racism. It's fucking genius.
Yeah.
And we just also talked there was an episode of South Park where they deal with time travel and immigration. So when we started this, we just, you know, sci-fi fantasy and like scientific concept of time travel, but being able to bring it into horror and romance and racism and immigration is fascinating.
Well, I'm trying to think of any movie. I know it's been said. I wish I could quote the actual movie, but I know there have been a couple movies where it's like, hey, if you could time travel everywhere, where would you go? And the black guy's like, well, not before 1975. That's it, you know. And
yeah, you're right. It's easy to cover this. Have anyone black, Asian, Latin, Native American,
female
time travel? Yeah, female, and you go to an era where it's even worse.
Yeah,
you have to deal with that. I think they did that in a little bit in the new Quantum Leap series. I think Synchronic did a little bit of that.
Yeah, we need to watch. I need to watch some more of the Quantum Leap. I'm glad it's back. Yeah, for the worst thing that ever happens to a white man is he gets sent back to dinosaur times, and now a T-Rex is gonna eat him.
Or like Marty McFly goes back, and he's like, "Oh, it's 50s, and the music's weird." You go back there as a person of color, you're having a really different experience. You can't even solve the day because you can barely walk through the streets.
Or you're Marty McFly and you go back to 1955 and you steal rock and roll from the black man.
So bad. They didn't think at that time what they were doing. This is the 80s, right? Like we already steal rock. We, you know, the culture's taken and appropriated and then like, oh, Elvis started, you know, and it's already bad enough. But they're trying to make it that it was started by a white guy who's copying someone of color. Oh, they didn't mean to.
Can Jordan Peele send a black guy back to invent skateboarding? Can we at least, like, can we balance the scales a little bit?
Oh, man.
So this is it's a really good time travel story. And I look forward to, like I said, watching more of these Jordan Peele Twilight Zones.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Being 45 minutes long. Like, I think there's probably at least one, if not two more time travel ones.
I think you're right. Let's definitely get that going. And, you know, camcorder is a time travel device. It's interesting. It's cool. Didn't go into the science of it, except they suggest there was some magic with the father and the mother and this camcorder and that being a weapon. And that's it. But it's obviously ties into the theme of the episode.
Yeah.
So science, we'll call it magic.
Yeah, this is very, very magic. Absolutely. And what would you want to okay, we got to establish some rules for this time travel machine. Can you keep old tapes? Is it just one tape that re-loops? So you've got like, what, 90 minutes tops you can go back?
Good question. I'd like to think she's been recording all along and she keeps putting in new tapes.
If you record 2 minutes every day, can you go back to that day?
I mean, she records almost everything. That's how, like, she's always like, if I'm going to get attacked by a cop, I could change it. Like, she has had to live in this paranoia.
Because it definitely, like, she definitely, yeah, she doesn't go back to be, because I kept thinking, okay, let's go back to before we get to this cafe. But obviously, she pressed record when they walked into that cafe, and that was the beginning of her tape. So let's just say it's one tape, Scott.
Okay.
Do you want a time traveling camcorder?
I mean, as opposed to not having it, absolutely.
What was the other? Damn it! Now I can't remember. It just hit me that there was another movie with a time traveling.
Oh, you're thinking about, well, the camera that shoots a day.
No, because I just realized that. Yeah, at some point they go back so far that they accidentally. Then there's two cameras. God, we've done so many of these. I have no idea what I'm talking about anymore. It's all.
Yeah, get it.
So anyway, so yes, we definitely want a time traveling camcorder. That's a given. What time is it, Scott?
Oh, this is a hard one. This was masterfully done. It's not a fun film, obviously. You know, Schindler's List is not a fun film. And because of that, it's not one you want to watch a lot.
Yeah.
And there's not the science behind it, but it's important and it's really well done. So I'm going to give it a 720.
720. Ooh.
It's again, you're rating on a different system. I'm dating this on uniqueness and the quality of the message and the way it's done. And it's important. It's, you know, I'm in time travel more for the science than the commentary, but you can't ignore that. It's great that they brought that in.
Yeah, this is another one that this is a brilliant idea and I would love to see it fleshed out more. And I want to rate it high. Oh, press play. No.
Yeah, it's a full. But you're right. This could be a full movie for sure.
Wow, we've done a lot of movies. This is a good fucking podcast. Tell your neighbors, tell your friends, check it out. We have watched some great movies. We've had some great talks. I can't rate this lower than South Park. That seems.
Yeah. There's like a big gay orgy happening, and then there's like.
And they're both really cool ideas. You know what? We did a double episode. I'm going to double up on the 8 o'clocks. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to be brave.
You can't do the same one twice, you told me, right? It's always got to be a different time.
No, I think we nixed that right away. I think that just, so sorry about that. We've only rated 3 movies, so you can go back if you want to replay it. I think, you know what? You're right. That gives us so many times. I'm going to give this an 801.
All right.
801. You're right. Since there's that gives us like
there's lots of minutes we can do all
thousands of minutes. Yeah, if we got to get into seconds later on, we can. But I've got to give this more. We did it, Scott. We did it. We did border racism. We did national racism, and we survived. And these are both interesting stories. One's obviously deeper than the other. But and check this episode out. If you haven't watched any of the new Twilight Zones, like these are really cool mini movies, and you should quit jerking off and check it out. That's my
always good advice.
That's my standard. Thank you for listening to Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast. We hope you have enjoyed this journey through time. Please like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. And please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/timepop. We have and will continue to produce great time travel content for free. But if you could help us with some production costs, we would be greatly appreciative. We are asking for $3 a month, and to show our appreciation, you'll receive an exclusive podcast every month on our Patreon page. So far, we have so we're not doing time travel movies over there. We are doing multiverse, alternate dimensions. Who knows what we're going to get into? We've only done two episodes, so there's no telling where this is going to go. Scott and I talked about doing body swaps, maybe, but we've done Everything Everywhere All at Once and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse over there. And I also threw just to show my appreciation for all you early adopters, I threw in a Wheel of Time fantasy movie that's not about Wheel of Time. We got Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Amongst Thieves over there. So you can check that out. So you got three episodes over there. You can get those for just $3 right here, right now. If you still like the show and you'd like to support us for free, we just ask again that you like, subscribe, and tell a friend about Time Pop. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at time_pop_pod. That is at Time Pop Pod. And we're also on Facebook now at officially Time Pop Pod. I was sharing our feed with my network, but I just felt like I needed to talk directly to my time travel fans. So we have just spread out all across the social media feeds at Time Pop Pod. That is at time_pop_pod. Keep sending us great movie recommendations or TV show recommendations, please, with the specific episode in there. It's hard to comb through a full series sometimes and figure out what episode we should check out. So please send movies and TV episodes to timepoppod@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
And I'm Scott Lifton. We will see you unless we've already seen you.
Rewind.
We will see you in the future or the past or somewhere in between.
Maybe an alternate universe. Maybe I'll come back and kick it there. Your Bill Burr impersonation is offensive, Scott.
Yeah, I can do a better one. I get that accent really strong.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.